What's up, everybody? It is another episode of Hell's Kitchen. We are dancing in this episode. Let's see who's got the moves. Let's get it.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, hey. I'm just going to do the wing. I'm not going to do the finger thing. I'm just going to... We'll do one of these. Hey!
Yes!
What's going on? What's going on here? What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Another episode of Hell's Kitchen. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez, here. Excited and ready to talk some kitchen. You can find me always on social media at The Poet Saint. That's where you can find me. Also, check out my new website, stayonthemic.com. Of course, I got my crew here. Right next to me is the beautiful, the talented, the amazing Robin McSweeney.
Oh, my goodness. I love all that. Keep going. Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Robin, with the V McSweeney here. And you can find me at B Stays Busy.
And Frank Rand.
There you go. I felt the love. The love washed over me.
That was it.
Oh, my God. I love it. I was like, I think Lynn's going to do that. And he did, man. He did not disappoint. That's why I like hot tubbing with this guy. That's why I love hot tubbing with Lynn, because he does stuff like this. I love it.
He was waiting.
Of course. This is going to, the whole season, this is going to be the theme.
Can't stop now.
Yeah, right.
Can't stop, won't stop, tubbing. Right. That's Lem's slogan right there.
That is not my slogan. I rebuke that slogan.
You can find me on Twitter at Happy Go Jackie. And catch out a new website, Lem and Frank.
No, it's not.
.com.
We need to stop this now. Cut.
I need to take a sip on that one.
Oh, my gosh. So, ladies and gentlemen, another episode down for the count. We got some dancing. Jumping off. I wanted actually the contestants to dance. That's what I was hoping was going to happen. Like,
that
would
have been nice.
That would have been cool.
It would have taken so much from the little bit of time that we have for challenges. And
yeah, I guess. I thought there, that the challenge would have some element of dancing.
This was a dud. Yeah. There's a lot of duds in this episode.
A lot of duds. Oof. Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with you on that. But you know, it was the International Ballroom Invitational.
Oh yeah, and I like the one answer, judge at the end is like the Hell's Kitchen International. I'm like, what?
It's really not. But
my thing is, like, first of all, you have. I was watching this, and I'm just like, okay, wait. They have a Hell's Kitchen Ballroom, like, and these people are like have come across the world, or, you know, from all around the world to compete in this Hell's Kitchen. Like, come on.
You know, they're bragging about that.
Right, right. I won the Hell's Kitchen. First of all, it was like, it looked like it was four dancers to begin with. Like, four groups of dancers.
Right.
And then it went down to two. So I'm like, was there really a competition? Or, anyway.
That was interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I really think there was more so, like, a crossover of, like, production prizes or something like that.
Something related to that.
Yeah. It was just, like.
You're winning
money for this.
The winner gets a free meal. Like, I mean,
and they get to showcase the first ever
Hell's Kitchen Invitational.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just like, okay. You had Michelle Johnston and Jonathan Roberts, who were actually going to be judging the competition and who actually judged this particular challenge. They had to create two fish, two chicken, and two beef dishes. I mean, nothing really spectacular. I mean, and I think this season they've kind of been doing some different things that I hadn't seen before in previous, but this is like one of those things, like, what can we do? Oh, fish, chicken, and beef. Let's do that.
So you'd think there would be no room to kind of mess that up either.
Yeah, well, you would think so. You would think so. But in all fairness, it is Hell's Kitchen. We still got a lot of chefs that aren't, you know... I was going to say that, but I'll just say that still may mess up on a challenge. I'll put it like that.
Johnny.
Yeah. speaking of Johnny, he was set on making mayonnaise. Why? Why was he set on making mayonnaise? Can someone tell me?
Frank?
Yeah, it's as they were saying in there, was it Wendy's? Like, there's many other creams here in the kitchen you could be using on this.
He was really like, I need to make this mayonnaise. Like, it was going to be special.
It was going to make that dish all the better.
Mayonnaise, though.
And it was going to make it pop.
Yeah. When have you seen mayonnaise make anything pop?
It was going to make it pop for him.
Oh, my gosh.
That was, like, the additive that was just going to make it sparkle and shine and make, you know,
he Chef was, Ramsay yeah.
Because he said, if he would have said like an aioli or something, I would have been like, all right, that's going to be a little mayonnaise with pizzazz to it. But no, didn't even mention that part. No, it was just mayonnaise.
Just straight up mayonnaise.
Just mayonnaise. All right. Have fun.
He was struggling and then he couldn't get
the processor to work or whatever. Yeah.
Right. Which is, you got to know the process you're going to make mayonnaise. I'm just saying. So either one or the other. Let's just get some pepper or something else or another cream, you know, according to Wendy, that was available to them.
But, you know, I think, and we've kind of noticed this, and especially this episode, that Johnny does not listen to other people.
No.
But then
he's hard headed.
When he doesn't listen, then he blames the people he didn't listen to.
Oh, yes.
Right, right. No, he's the classic example of someone who basically does not take ownership for their own mistakes.
But he swears he does.
Interesting.
He swears he does, though. He swears
right.
He takes ownership. He says when he's wrong, he takes accountability.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a dementia there, maybe. I don't know. Just saying.
I'm curious to know what sign he is. Yeah. Very curious.
I don't know. The sign that makes mayonnaise, apparently. Because mayonnaise is amazing. So we have, for the chicken round, we have, for the blue team, we had Devin and Wendy. And for the red team, we had Heidi and Heather. Now, this is, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the episode when we see the exchange, right, happen?
It's happened, happened at the tail end of this episode, but now it's the first time
they're actually on the teams. Okay. Yeah. So seeing them work together, so I was interested in seeing how this was going to work out, you know, with the new kind of team arrangements. So we had Devin, who made an Asian and Thai fusion. Okay, so again, my question is, I'm just saying, so I always say this, I'm not a cook, I'm not a chef.
Note, engineer, do you mind putting our chat room on the screen for us, please? Pretty please.
Yeah, that'd be dope, Marissa, if you could do that. So getting back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
When you interrupted me.
Yeah. Come on, Robin.
We need to hear our after buzzers too. They have comments too.
No, I know.
Playing with me.
I know. This is more important this moment than Lem right now.
Clearly.
This is more important.
So important.
Get it together. Use your words. Fine. Go. Get it out already.
I was saying it, and you interrupted. Nah. But, okay, all I'm going to say is, it was, listen, it was Asian and Thai fusion, but isn't Thai Asian? That's my question.
I guess because you'd split it up. I mean, if you wanted to say, it should have been like Chinese or Japanese, I guess, because when you generalize it to Asian,
right,
then it seems like you're including all of that.
Right. That's
so,
what
yeah,
I would
it should
think.
Have been like, you know, like it's a Japanese Thai kind of fusion.
Wasn't something like that. He had Italian?
Had Italian?
Yeah, didn't Chef Ramsay call him out for, what was it, the prosciutto?
Or you're talking previously.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
What?
That ham wrapped.
Right.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's obviously, his culture is all kind of mixed up a little bit. Just saying.
That was in this challenge, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that in this one?
Yeah. Prosciutto wrapped around
stuff.
Why are
you saying previously to me?
I'm stuck on the Asian and Thai fusion.
That was a part of that dish.
With prosciutto?
I
think you're mistaken. I don't know.
No, you're correct. It was prosciutto was in this. Yes, because he gave
Devin
a hard time.
So what is it? But where is prosciutto? I've never heard of prosciutto in Asian or Thai.
Chef Ramsay was like, okay, didn't you say Asian?
Right, and it's
Italian,
prosciutto.
And then that's when he started stuttering.
Ah, okay. So again, his cultures are messed up.
with you.
The bottom line. All right, so Wendy actually gets the point for the blue team. And I was like, champion. Her.
Yes.
Because, you know, she's over there. Of course, this, you know, sets a precedent for her
absolutely.
As she's on the new team. So I was really happy that she got that point. Plus, you know, we talked to her. She's cool people.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that she got that point for the blue team. We go on to the fish round and we have Shayna and Coop for the blue team. So Shayna's also a new addition on the blue team. And Kimberly and Matt for the red team. And actually, Kimberly got that point for the fish round.
Right. And the red team, I mean, both Kim and Matt shut it down versus the blue team for the fish.
Right. I was surprised by Matt's performance.
I was actually happy for him. I was like, oh.
Now, I'm curious about Shayna because, again, she's moved over, right, onto this team. How do you think that she's going to fare on this team? Do you think that it will be better for her? Because I feel like, from the beginning, she was very strong. We talked to her, you know, she was our first guest on the show, And then I felt like there was a little bit of a decline. I don't know if she was, you know, I think she was, felt like she was getting hated on a little bit, you know, and kind of bring through, you know, you got people that are, you know, it's a competition. And so I feel like it possibly affected her cooking to where she didn't stand out like she did in a good way. She was up for elimination, you know, before so on and so forth. So she's on this new team. I didn't see really her pop out, though, on this new team. What do you guys think?
I feel like there was kind of like stagnant moments when she was on the red team, and mm-hmm. she just needed a good little shakeup.
Okay.
Coming to the blue team is a shakeup. However, I think she took a step back just to see how they ran their kitchen mm-hmm. and to be a little, I feel like she was trying to, I don't know, not overstep her boundaries. Mm-hmm. But as we see at the end, she had the best, I think, what am I trying to say?
What are you trying to say?
I don't know.
I'm trying to say now she knows that she's going to speak her mind and she's going to run the kitchen after this week, after this episode.
You mean on the new team?
Yes.
Got it.
And I think that goes for Wendy, too. I think both of them after this, they were like, okay, we're not going to sit quiet anymore.
So you think that she kind of made her mark on the red team?
She's...
Or on the blue
team.
She's going to.
She didn't quite do it because she asked Coop, like, okay, so are we going to serum him? And he's like, right. No, we don't do that here. Right. We don't rest.
Right. Hey, don't throw Coop under the bus. Right. I mean, that was Johnny.
I'm sorry, Johnny. Johnny, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't. Well, good old he's Johnny. About to go crazy, too.
Yeah, next week's episode is bonkers.
But she took...
She's doing what she needs to do.
Yeah, she was just being a follower, not a leader. And now she's like, never again.
Right.
She's not going to do that again.
Absolutely. What do you think, Frank?
Gosh, how can you disagree with anything that Robin has to say?
I don't know. A whole bunch coming out. I couldn't get my life together. I'm sorry.
What are you saying?
Was ready to come for me.
I'm not saying anything.
She was kind of a back burner on the blue team this week. But I'm hoping that after she saw Johnny just kind of shoot himself in the foot this episode, that she'll realize, hey, I can step up and actually, these guys are bunch of knuckleheads. Mm-hmm. I could actually, if I step forward and assert myself, mm-hmm. I could go far.
I did like the fact that during kind of jumping ahead, but during the elimination, when he was up and, you know, they were talking about the fish, how she kind of was like, excuse me, but I did say you should see her type thing to kind of like let them know, like, hey, I did say something. Mm-hmm. So I did like the fact that she did assert herself in that.
Right.
But I do think that learning now is like, no, you got to come from jump, especially with these guys.
Don't even question it.
Exactly. And now that, again, not jumping ahead, but jumping ahead, since there's one less on the blue team, I think that she'll have more advantage to do that now that she has Wendy with her. And now it's down to, you know, just a few guys on that team from the original. So going into that, speaking of that, going into beef, we had red team with Ryan and Andrew, and then we had the blue team with Johnny and Polly. And so we had Ryan, or Andrew, excuse me, who didn't let it rest. Who told him to let it rest?
Yeah, chef, the sous chef.
The sous chef.
Yes.
Said to no, I'm good.
I work at a steakhouse.
I know what I'm doing. That guy with those.
And this is the thing about, this is about this season as a whole. I feel like there's a lot, and Johnny's one of them, where their wheelhouse, wherever they cook, they don't excel in. Have you guys noticed that?
Yeah, I mean, well, Johnny couldn't cook a burger to save his life.
No, and he works at a burger restaurant. And I'm like, first of all, what is a burger restaurant? But if it's a burger restaurant, it's got to be just burgers, right?
Yes.
So you got to be able to cook a good burger. So why are you not able to cook a good burger?
Do you think his restaurant's going to take him back?
I don't know.
I was just curious.
I mean, but you got to, well, with the whole taping situation, so they tape kind of far in advance, they might have taken him back, and then they're watching the episode. I can see him like, so Johnny?
I know. Yeah. I would like watch over him and just watch what he's serving.
Right. But it's just bad. And then we see with the steak, you know, the situation with not letting it rest when you work at a steakhouse. Like, what is going on?
Do you
think
they're just getting too relaxed and too comfortable and just... But, too arrogant?
Andrew's been too arrogant for too long. He thinks
he's the man. He does think he's the man. But I feel like you should know by now, like, come on. And I think it's one of those situations where this season as a whole, you can, you know, I'd love to get your input, but I think
that's a change of pace.
You know what? I don't think that there's any standouts. There's no strong standouts like we had last season. Last season, right. I feel like we had more standouts. And we don't have as many standouts. So it's like people will peak and then like valley. Then they'll peak and they'll valley. And the ones that think they're good, like some of the members of the blue team, like Johnny and Paulie and some of these other ones, they're not that good.
I think Ryan is really talented, but I still agree with what Chef Ramsay said. I haven't seen her be assertive and kind of really run that kitchen.
Correct.
She's not like an Ariel like last season that could back up the cooking with assertiveness.
Right.
So I've only seen one half of Ryan. I need to see the other half to find out, like, okay, yeah, I could see
you see she was getting a little assertive in service or prep.
Ryan, yes, she was. She was. I think she's finding her voice, and I think it's one of those things. And it could be where it just kind of gets later into the competition, and then we start to see people, you know, kind of like, okay, I can do this. But I feel like the wrong people or the people that think that they're good are not backing it up. At all.
Because I think like the difference is like I can understand when you don't have places to hide and you can kind of stand out. But I thought like what was cool about Ariel last season is from the jump, she was really assertive.
Yes.
And
yes.
So, I mean, and if you can't be, that should be the time to be assertive. When you're surrounded with like, you know, 10 other people on your same team, that you're still assertive. It shouldn't be until the numbers dwindle down that you feel like, oh, now I can step up and stand out. Like,
exactly.
No, you got to be able to do it from the, like Lem said, man, from the jump.
Yeah, from the jump. Speaking of the blue team, going back to that, Johnny had gummy tostadas. First of all, he made tostadas so with beef dish. So it was kind of like already like whatever. And then they were gummy. Like I remember I seen the lady, like she was trying to eat it. And she's like, oh, okay. I'm not going to be able to eat this. It was like really bad. It's a tostada. Like what's going on?
Johnny's, you know what I'm saying? So annoyed with
failing left and right.
Yeah. Bad. So Ryan ends up getting the point on that, as you just said, mentioned about her, you know, getting assertive. She gets the point, and I think she's a great cook, and I think she's going to convince it. It's going to be interesting to see if she can lead. The winner is the red team, and they get to go kayaking in the Santa Barbara Mountains. The loser has to prepare a seafood raw bar, and so we see kind of the love connection with Andrew and Heather.
Oh, boy.
Now they're on the same team. What do you think about that?
Not much. I know Robin's got a lot of thoughts. If you guys check out her tweets during that, while she was watching that episode, a lot of tweets about that relationship.
I get it. You're bored. You're sequestered.
Yes.
And, ding, ding, ding. I get it. I don't respect him.
Yeah.
I mean, I never did respect him, so I don't know. It's nothing
just
new.
Just in regards to him having a girlfriend back home.
Yeah, fiancé, apparently.
Oh, fiancé, that's right. That's right.
And certainly, you've got the luxury of airtime.
And you know she's watching this. They are on the couch watching it every Wednesday night
I'm sure he prepped her very
And I'm sure
well,
she
though.
Still gets irritated every time she sees it.
Oh, well, of course. Of course.
Because, I mean, or whatever level of preparation he gave her to, like, you know, hey, heads up when this does come out. Like, still, you marry this guy, and then you have to see this, and you're like, why did I marry this chump?
Wah, wah.
What did I do?
Your friends and family.
Because this certainly, this taped far enough in advance that they probably already, the marriage already happened before this got started airing.
Maybe
it didn't.
Maybe I need to go stalk a little.
Oh, that might be interesting.
Need to go snoop and see if that actually
on
really
the Twitters, on the Twitters or Instagrams. Twitters.
Okay.
I do like, and we were talking about this, Orion coming up again, how she, obviously, her dish won the entire competition. So her dish was the one that they were going to prepare and serve for dinner service. And I liked how she basically wasn't taking any mess when it came to her dish. Like, nope, this is my dish. This is how you do it. Da, 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 da. You know, because people, I'm sure, are trying to tweak and like, well, let's try it this way. She's like, no, this is how it's supposed to be. And I thought that was good. That was, to me, the first time that I saw her really be very assertive.
Right. I was almost a little nervous. I was like, are you good, Ryan? What's good? But then I'm like, no, you tell them. You tell them how it is.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
I like it
and
too.
And she was like, you can laugh, but this is serious. This is my career. This is my future.
And it could be one of those things where, you know, some people, they just take it. And after a while, they're just like, nah, I'm not doing this no more.
And one thing that's really important to remember is how Chef Ramsay compared her to a mouse. Her voice. So I feel that it was very important for her to let the two new guys, mind you, that came from the other team that were bullying people most of the time. I think it was very important for her to let them know, shut that down right away, out the gate.
Did you think that they, when they came, you know, seeing them now at their, you know, new, with being on the red team, do you think they still kind of had that swagger that they had on the blue team?
I didn't see it. I mean, the arrogance for Andrew is going to always be there, but I didn't see him pull anyone out to, like, bully them. I don't think anyone's showing weakness enough right now to have him prey on them in that sense.
But I think when you see their first loss and then try to see them when they have to put somebody up, I think that's when you're going to see.
That'll be the ultimate test.
You'll see it then.
Everything's shiny and rainbows and sparkles and unicorns when you're on the up and up.
Right.
So I would be very, very interested to see how that goes down.
So you think that it will be, they'll go back to their old ways?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they won't lose anymore. Maybe the red team won't lose.
No, they'll
maybe
lose.
Everything. Why you hate on the red team?
Yeah, because they will. But I was surprised that from the, I mean, other than those scallops for Matt, I mean, he his cooking stock kind of rised on being on the red team.
The team matters.
Yeah. So he did a better job this episode than I ever saw him do in the Blue Kitchen for a while.
Yeah. No, I agree. So getting into dinner service, we see that of course, they always, you know, show him messing up. And Polly, he had like 6 risottos, like going all at once. And I don't know if this always baffles me when you already know that you're not supposed to do stuff early, right? And I do you think that it's nerves to where they do that? Like, because they know that they don't want it to be late. So they overcompensate and start stuff. Because we've seen this in this season again several times where, you know, and it's been different people, but they'll start something early or just make up. In this case, he's got 6 risottos going.
Wasn't that Aziz the last
was,
time?
Yeah. Yeah, that was so ridiculous. I could understand maybe if you got ahead like 2, maybe 3, but 6? Mm-hmm. I was like, what are you thinking?
Well, if you notice also, both he and Wendy were in this weird zone that the other chefs were trying to communicate with them, and they were just pew, pew, pew. It just wasn't connecting to them. And they were just head down, moving around. But I don't know what they were doing because it was a shit show.
Right. It was bad. It was bad. Matt put up burnt scallops, which if you don't know how to do scallops yet, and I understand you rotate, you know, positions or what have you, but it's scallops. Like, it's not that hard. And we've had, you know, people come in and be like, it is not that hard. It's not like, oh, it looks easy on. No, it's really not that hard. It's like they said 45 seconds each side or something like that.
but so, I feel like it's comical. Like even Stevie Wonder would be able to know.
That was harsh.
That was hilarious. That was hilarious.
I would have felt really insulted by that one. Like,
really?
Dang.
We see Johnny, going back to him, puts up the raw sea bass with no sear because he did not listen. So not only did he not have a sear, but it was also raw, which, again, I feel like they've done sea bass several times in this kitchen.
Right.
How do you not know?
But that means he said they never do it.
But he had to be—he had to be wrong.
He clearly had to be wrong because there's no way. Because if it fell apart like this, if they'd done that again,
how many
earlier
times
service?
Has he been on the fish station at this point in time?
I don't know.
That's the real question. Because,
but even still, though, even if you haven't been on the fish, that you've seen them cook,
you should know that it's
you still
got to
know
it's
exactly, exactly. So this was something that you guys can help me out on this. I didn't see him. Aside from when he brings people in to take over the kitchen, like if kick someone out, he's like, oh, or you guys need to help them. He brought both teams together in this episode. Did you notice that?
You had to look at the sear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That was a teaching moment.
Yeah. So that says right there how bad that mistake was, the fact that he brought both teams together to be like, this is how you should be cooking this.
I mean, right there, that was already bad news for Johnny. Mm-hmm. That moment, if he's got to bring you in to show you what you need to be doing when you should already know what you should be doing,
right?
It doesn't speak long.
No way.
Yeah, you're not staying long.
Right. Shayna, you know, spoke up at that moment, and she spoke up again in elimination session. She told him, you know, he was trying to dispute it, but why was he like,
she didn't tell me, she asked me. Why didn't she tell me?
Yeah, and see, that's the thing, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad he's gone. But that right there, that's the epitome of like not owning up to your mistakes.
Yeah,
he clearly said, no, we don't do that here. Right. You're in my kitchen now, girl.
But the thing is, how do you basically say like you should have told me? Like almost like he was trying to say in his defense, like you should have said sear those, and then he would have done it, and then it would have been
because he wouldn't have done it. He would have argued with her.
But that was the mistake he gave, or the reason he gave, which is terrible.
It didn't matter which way. If we flipped it upside down, sideways,
it was all
it still bad. Would have, yeah. And
which
I
just, is I'm why just, he's
so irritating when people just can't be
elimination.
Just be real about yours,
right?
And then for him to sit up there and be like, I don't even know why I'm up here. Right. I'm the hardest working person I know. How to take responsibility for my actions, even when they're wrong. Yeah. I'm like, I felt like Trump for that second. Wrong.
And you think of other other elimination when they're doing the big cooking. Usually they have some, if they do something like this where they have the dance competition, but if they have like the chef's table or something else where it's kind of distracting, this, I can't see how any of the chefs would have been distracted by this to kind of possibly lose focus on meal, on dinner service.
Oh, with the dancing?
Yeah, because it was like, who cares?
Well, I mean, that the, who was?
I mean,
the,
it was some scantily clad.
I mean, the one girl who was looking at her, which was the one that kept looking at the one dancer?
Johnny. Was it Johnny? I thought it was looking, but she wasn't. She didn't make the finals.
Oh, that's
right. She started,
and but when they were practicing, and then he saw her again when they were like in the actual competition. She was a beautiful woman.
She had body.
She was a beautiful woman. But I mean,
Frank is like, yeah,
whatever. She's
I can't read those. Yeah. Help me out
all the time.
What? I do, man, because I you know, I live a life, man.
Frank, that's nothing. They thought themselves at the end of the time.
That's not me.
That's a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday for me, son.
What I did love though is just how enormously sweaty Ramsay's was during this whole thing.
I
like the back of his chef's coat was just drenched in sweat. I'm like, dang,
is it not always like that?
For some reason, he just seems so much more sweaty this episode. I don't know what was going on. Yeah,
this particular one.
Those dancers, guys.
Was the first ever first international.
Oh, right, that's true. Yeah,
it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Hell's Kitchen International. we actually see Ryan try to help Kimberly, and she refuses. What was that about?
Yeah, I mean,
I think it was just sometimes people just. The authority, I think it was the way Ryan was just kind of like, it didn't seem like she was trying to help her. It was just like, you're doing this wrong. Do this. Make sure you're doing this. Are you doing this? Are you doing this? Are you doing this? And I think maybe that rubbed Kimberly the wrong way, I guess.
In the live chat, they're saying it was Polly was the one that was looking at the girl.
Polly? I cannot.
It's okay.
Yeah. I have super superior contacts.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you read that too?
Yeah, I'm all over that, man. Yep, Polly.
He's lying.
Can you believe, man? Called it out, Polly. You got to get with it.
It's got that 40-20.
Yeah.
What you know about that vision? Yeah. Marissa, if you can make it a little bit bigger, if it's possible, that would be cool.
Yeah, Robin struggles.
The struggle's real in here.
Thank you.
The struggle is real. Thanks, Marissa.
Ooh, yes, girl.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes.
Yeah, so Mary Dutta 444 says it was Polly the one that was keeping the eyes on the dancer. So, I mean, with the whole Kimberly situation, I think I didn't agree with the fact that she refused. I think it was an ego thing. I think she just didn't want, you know, Ryan to, you know, tell her what to do. And I feel like at this point, if you're struggling and someone is trying to help you, you should take the help. And we see a lot of where, you know, hey, can I help? You know, because maybe they don't have anything going on. And if it's coming from a good place, I could see if somebody is like on that ego trip and it's like, oh, I need to help you because, you know, if I don't help you, it's not going to be done right. I think that's a different situation.
But did she come to her like, hey, can I help you? I didn't see that.
What, you think she came at her sideways?
I don't think she came at her sideways. I do There's a way you want to help.
Want to help,
and as you see, Kimberly Steak was fine. Mm-hmm. It was great,
mm-hmm.
all on her own by herself.
So you think, yeah? So you think it was?
So I think you have to find that balance.
Gotcha.
On both ends.
Gotcha.
I don't think anyone was wrong. I think Kimberly kind of took it. I think she got a little.
But Kimberly is. I mean, we've seen her. She kind of
we've seen her do some. Wacky things.
Right. And she doesn't like to take criticism. Let's just keep it real. She's the one that doesn't. Like, she feels like, leave me alone. I got this. Even if she's sinking, she's still like, no, I got this. So I'm just
What I did like is that Ryan said, okay, Kimberly doesn't want me to help her. You guys okay with that? And they're like, no, help. Kimberly, what's wrong with you? Like,
get that help, girl.
So I did like that camaraderie in that moment.
Just saying.
She wants me to back off.
Do you want
guys.
Me to back off? A or B? Like, what did you tell me? True or false?
No, it's definitely team effort at that point. But sure. I think you have to find that beautiful marriage.
Absolutely. So the blue team does get called into the storeroom after there's some raw chicken from Devin. So I think, you know, it's one of those straw that breaks the camel's back, so to speak. And so they get called in, and unfortunately they're the ones that have to put up someone for, or two people for elimination. And I thought it was interesting that they could not decide on two people. Now, do you think it was because everybody was so terrible, or people, it's getting down to the wire and people are like, I don't want to go up because I may go home?
Yeah, I feel like, well, certainly, you know, Johnny was not going to give it up. Because you see the way that he was in that deliberation.
Yes.
All he is about yelling and just and talking down to everybody else. And saying, hey, it's everybody else's fault except mine.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Wendy, she had that moment of just like she slipped and she said, oh, fine, just put me up, whatever. And that, and then Johnny just
never say that. Never, ever do that. Don't ever do that.
Yeah.
Never.
I was cringing.
Even if you're thinking it in your head, never say, put me up, fine. Never.
I was cringing.
You fight. You
I was cringing.
Fight.
I was cringing because I knew exactly once she said that, Johnny was going to be like, oh, look, she wants to go. Look, look, guys, she's back.
Did
her
you
bags
hear?
Are back.
Yeah. Did you hear her?
Did you hear her? Oh, he was waiting because he was trying to get, you know, it off
so
of her.
Bad.
I was livid. And I was mad at Wendy, too, because I'm like, Wendy, you saw what happened when someone said that before on your team. And she went home. Don't be that person. Like, I know it's tough. I know it's hard because it's a physical and it's a mental game. And I feel like it's more mental than anything. So it's like, you got to be strong up here. And it's like, don't take that. So when she said, just fine, I was like, please don't let Wendy go home. That's all I was thinking.
I think she learned from it. Do you think?
I think she did. No, I think she
did. We'll see in the next episode how her voice.
I think she did. I think she
demands
did.
Demands or crashes.
I think she still, though, I think there's still enough people on her team to still kind of get in her head. So I think she just needs to maintain. Because the thing is, I feel like with whoever is left, even if she does well, they're going to find something to try to put her in. I'm just saying. So she just has to keep level-headed and keep doing a good job. But when, you know, he asked, you know, who are the two? And he's like, well, we couldn't decide on two. Then at that point, I was like, okay, I know she's in the mix, but I think she does have a fighting chance if Johnny's in it. And sure enough, it was Paulie, it was Johnny, and it was Wendy. And I think it should have just been Paulie and Johnny personally.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think they were the bottom two. But when Wendy was thrown in there, I was like, Johnny needs to go home.
Do you think that if Johnny would not have been in the mix, Chef Ramsay would have pulled him out anyway?
Oh,
I feel like he would have.
Yes.
You said if Johnny
was... Johnny would have talked his way out of being one of the bottom two.
Yes.
Do you think Chef Ramsay would have been like, there's somebody else that needs to be down here?
I say yes, simply because he went home. Because of the fact that he went home, and I think also saying what I said earlier about bringing both teams together and having a training lesson on searing the actual fish.
That I think was like a
it
really
was
bad moment.
So I definitely think if he wasn't up there, he definitely would have pulled him up and would have sent him home.
So he would have went home anyway.
I think regardless.
It would have been one of those where Ramsay would have said, you know, there's one other person that should be up here. They know who they are. Yeah. They should come up now.
I
and
wish
it
that
like
would have
two,
happened.
2-3 hours just standing around.
Because you know Johnny dang like, well Johnny would not have been
he would not have gone.
He would have been looking around like...
He would not have gone at all. He wouldn't have gone at all. He would, yeah,
I
it would have been a
I think
it.
Shayna would have been like, Johnny,
yeah,
like,
just go.
Stop playing.
Shayna would have probably pushed him. Like, oh, there he is. She would have pushed him. I think so, man. This dude right here.
I was very satisfied with that.
I was definitely. I was glad
like,
that
thank
he went.
You. Like, I literally said it out loud.
Yeah.
Like,
and there was not even any kind of like buildup to that decision. He was just like, you got to go.
Yeah. No,
I just like,
he said his name, and in 2 seconds, I was like, you better not tell him. Yes. To go to
Johnny,
the other side.
You take your jacket off and get out of here.
Yes. Out of Hell's Kitchen. He said, get out. I was like,
no.
Kudos.
It was bad. It was bad. I think he deserved to go. And it wasn't like he was strong and that was his only bad service. Mm. I think he was able. I think the reason why he did last as long as he did is because his boys around him and kind of protecting him, because they kind of had that thing going on with, you know, several of them. So, and he was kind of in the mix of that. And so that's kind of diminishing. Now that the teams are being, you know, flip-flop. So I think now he kind of lost that, and that's why he ended up getting voted in. And so I'm glad he's gone.
But I don't think he could have had all his boys on that team. If he would have still pulled that not searing the fish stunt,
oh, yeah, he still would have gone. He still would have gone on.
Because that just seemed like...
He said his entire team let him down. Like, what a crock of... Oh, yeah. Like, are you kidding me?
You guys didn't tell me. You guys
are supposed
to
tell me. I'm really disappointed. My whole team let me down.
You guys should have told me. I'm like, what?
What is going on?
What?
I am so livid right now. I could just rip out my beautiful hair. I'm
like, that was funny.
Get out of here, you wackadoodle.
Wackadoodle.
And the hair's not beautiful. Just FYI. Just saying. Anyway, let's get into...
Bye, Johnny.
Bye, Johnny. Let's get into those predictions. Let's do that and find out about later. And now... Your AfterBuzz TV.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Thank you, Marissa. Appreciate it. Mr. Mr. Frank Moran.
Again, just overwhelming with the praise. I love it, Lem. Keep it coming.
I would like to know, yes, going forward, of which team do you think there will be an elimination?
Oof. I'm going to think it's going to be, I think it's going to be the red team. I think we're up for a red team elimination. And I think, you know, surprisingly, just based on this episode, and I could be completely wrong because I'm not a huge fan of Matt's. But, man, he just seemed to really, for the most part, other than the scalps, really bounce back and seem to be thriving on the red team. And Andrew's, I feel like he is diminishing. Absolutely. So I could almost see Andrew going before Matt. And I would not have thought that earlier in the season. I didn't think either of them were going to go really super far in the competition. But I thought for sure Matt was going to go. Well, I've been thinking he's going to be going since week two.
Right.
And he's outlasting me. And I'm surprised he's actually doing better than I thought. So I could see Andrew going before Matt.
Okay. Good call. What do you think,
Ryan? I just want to say a quote that we forgot to touch on that was really super funny. Ryan talking about Andrew saying that he's a small child trapped in a large, weird, mutant man child's body. That was golden.
That was good.
Okay,
that
now good. Back to my prediction. I don't think either one of them, I don't see either one of those two, Matt or Andrew. I'm thinking more like Devin for some reason. And I'm still just waiting for Ryan to just take her throne.
Can we just talk for a hot second about like the teaser for next week and those things they did with Coop's eyes where it just got all red and weird and they're shifting around?
I want to say Coop too, but I feel like they're trying to trick me with the teaser. But he's falling off his rocker a little bit.
Who are you talking about again?
Devin.
Devin. Okay.
Coop.
Okay.
But Devin is who I think is gonna
okay. I'm going to say I want and I'm going to wish that Andrew goes home.
Yeah.
I'm tired of Andrew, to be completely honest. I think that he has been underwhelming this entire season. I mean, he's had moments, but for as much as he's talked, and I still have that thing about when he was bullying some of the people. I still have issues with that. And so, and the chew in his mouth is disgusting. So I'm ready for him to mess up. And I really think that, I don't think he will win. I'll put it like that. I don't think he will win.
Either of us think that.
I don't think he will win. I really don't think, at this point, I really don't think he'll make it to Black Jackets. Because, especially now that, if the teams were still the same, like they didn't have the switch of people, I think that he would make it to Black Jackets. The top six.
Yeah.
But because of the switch of the team, I think Wendy is strong. I think mentally she still needs to get there, but I think she can outcook him. And then I think with how everything went down, I think Shayna also, she can rise above him. Mm-hmm. So I really think that he's in trouble. I don't think he'll go next episode, but I do think in the next two episodes, I think we can see him go home. Okay. I really think he can go home.
So you don't think him switching to the red team is going to soften him up?
No,
him focus more.
No, because I think his ego is too big.
Okay.
I think his ego is too big, and now that he's on the red team, I think with the women that are there, and then who he's with, I think that he's outnumbered, and I think it'll ultimately be his demise because he's not going to perform. I'm saying he's going to keep performing bad, and it's going to take him out.
Well, it won't make or break me either way.
Yeah.
I could have done without him a while back. Right. So if that does happen.
Just saying.
But honestly, do you see anybody other than Ryan on either team that, I mean,
Shayna.
I don't think Shayna could do it.
Ryan doing what?
Winning this thing.
Right now?
Yeah.
No. And I'll say that. And the reason why is what I said earlier, because I don't think anyone's a standout. So I think if anyone could do it, it's Ryan. And that's only on the basis of her cooking. Because I think she doesn't have, I mean, she showed a glimmer of assertiveness with the whole dish situation, just a little bit, but she has a ways to go if she's going to take the entire thing.
I think it's hers to lose. It is definitely hers to lose.
It's definitely hers to lose. I agree with that.
Yeah, but we'll see. We talked about it on the hot tub earlier, so we were kind of synced up on our thoughts.
That's the end of our show. We want to thank you for tuning in, and we appreciate you. We want to thank everybody in the live chat. Thank you so much. Yes. All of that. Thank you, Mary. We appreciate it. We haven't had the live chat in so long because we always have guests, and they're on the screen, so we don't get a chance to. So, Mary, thank you for being in the live chat, and continue the conversation going. Those of you that comment, let us know who you think. What do you think about Andrew? What do you think about our predictions that we gave today? Who do you think is the strongest? Do you think Ryan is the strongest? Do you think there's someone else that's better than Ryan? Let us know. Make sure you comment and all of that. You know, follow us. AfterBuzz TV. We want to follow us everywhere. We want to where we go, you go. That's where we wanted to go. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We want you to follow us on our YouTube channel. All of that. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can follow me personally at The Poet Saint. That's on everything. Also, make sure you check out my new website, stayonthemic.com. It's all good. Robin McSweeney, the beautiful, the talented. Where can they find you and follow you?
You can find Robin with the V at B stays busy, B-I-Z-Z-Y.
Who's that? Why are you coming after me now?
Yeah, I was coming for you.
Frank Moran.
Yes. You can follow me on Twitter at Happy Go Jackie. Check out Lemon Mind's new website, LemonFrankInTheTub.
.com.
Yes, .com. We've got a special big Thanksgiving episode. Watch us eat a big turkey dinner, just sitting there in the tub, just chatting out. It's going to be great.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not listen to anything that man says ever again.
My guys.
Thank y'all. We'll see you next week. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Gobble. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.